Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You were tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we have Jana of Bethany Christian Services. She's going to be talking a lot about what they do. If any of you had heard my interview that I did with Choices Women's Center, they're kind of in that same ministry area, helping families with unplanned pregnancies and, you know, helping them see their options and just helping them through that process and giving them the support that they need. And so she's going to talk a lot about what they do. Coming up, one thing we'll talk about during the show is the Life Walk with Choices Women's Center. Bethany, that's also going to benefit Bethany Christian Services as well. So we'll talk about that one in the show in case you were wondering for any more information about that. So without further ado, Jana, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Josh. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So we've talked with Choices Women's Center before, so our listeners may have only heard about you guys from some of the spots that we play. Or if they go to our website and see our business partner directory, they may see you there as well. So to help inform our listeners a little bit more about who you guys are, who are you guys?
Well, I'm honored to represent Bethany Christian Services. We're the largest adoption and foster care agency in the nation right now. And our heart is really for children.
Okay.
So we provide an array of services and different services in different sites. We are actually in 34 states and 15 countries. So here in Virginia, we have three programs that are active. We have our pregnancy counseling, we have a domestic adoption, and we also have international adoption and search and reunion.
So how did you come to be involved with Bethany Christian Services?
Well, I've been in social work for over 30 years, I guess, as long as I can remember. And I've worked in the field of sexual abuse, physical abuse, domestic violence, rape, sexual assault for many years. And it was time for a change for me. So as I was looking at agencies that I would like to invest my time in, Bethany really stood out. To be informed by their Christian faith and to be able to walk with people during some very challenging times when it comes to fostering and adopting, that's what really brought me to Bethany Christian Services. And I was really impressed by the leadership of the agency. We have a new president, Chris Pawlowski, and he's doing a great job, not only in the United States, but worldwide, because we're about bringing families together and keeping families together. God's plan was for children to grow in a nurturing home, and that's what Bethany wants to provide for as many children as possible.
One thing that I would like to jump into just a little bit is, and I don't mean to compare you guys at all, but Choices Women's Center, you know, one of the things that they do is they want you to know that when you go there, they're not going to push some agenda onto you. It's going to be very, we want the best for you and your family. So what are some ways that you guys help to show people we just want the best for you?
Well, as social workers, we're very client-centered. Our job is not to tell people what to do, but to offer choices and options when someone's in a difficult situation and just walk alongside them as they make their decisions. We offer life-affirming decisions to those people with unplanned pregnancies.
Yeah. So one way that you guys kind of help get out into the community and things like that is with events and stuff, which, I mean, it's any nonprofit, really. And I know we're going to be promoting it here soon, but the Life Walk, the Fredericksburg Life Walk, can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, my gosh. I went last year to the Life Walk, and it was phenomenal. There were families and children and walkers and runners and strollers and wheelchairs. It was just a beautiful event, and we raised a lot of money for nonprofits that really need it. I mean, we're helping those who are oppressed, who are in trouble, and we're also able to share the love of God with them. So it's not just things or material things. It's the love and compassion that all of these agencies have for those in need.
Before the show, you had handed me, because first you handed me the poster for the Life Walk, which That's where, because I was looking right at it at the moment. I was like, oh, that's a good one to talk about. But you handed me another flyer for a pastor that's going to be coming to the area. If you'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Bethany has just partnered with Willie Moore Jr., who is a phenomenal radio personality, award-winning musician, reverend, and outspoken advocate for foster care and adoption. So we are excited to bring be part of Willie Moore's book tour as he comes for his night of love. He has for couples who want to have a night out. There's musicians, there's a comedian, and there's also a call to action to obtain more people to be foster and adoptive families. So Willie Moore Jr. will be in Richmond at Speaking Spirit Ministries on March 8th at 7 p.m. All are welcome. You can go online to find out more about Willie Moore at bethany.org/getkidshome, and you can hear about the Night of Love, and we hope to have folks out in Richmond March 8th and in Virginia Beach on March 9th.
Okay. So switching gears, when a family is facing an unplanned pregnancy and they come to you guys, what's kind of the general, like, walk me through what they would go through just walking through the doors and talking with y'all?
We try to meet with parents, both the father and the mother, who are expecting, who are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy. We try to meet with them at least four times in the beginning. And that first time is just a listening time to hear what's happening in their lives and get to know them and be able to show them what we have to offer. We help them look at all of their options, and we support family. We support these families on whatever option they choose. Last year, we supported or provided counseling to over 100 women with unplanned pregnancies, and about a third of those actually made an adoption plan. And these women are, I think it's important to understand how much they love and care for this child and want what's best. And whether it's through the fact that they have no support and resources and ability to raise a child, or whether they have complex trauma that's causing them to really find a better solution for their child, we will be there for them. And not only when they place the child, but this year, and we're calling it the year of the birth mother.
Aww.
Bethany Christian Services is committed to providing post-adoption support. And to that end, we've started two support groups, one in Fredericksburg and one in Richmond. And those are both at our offices. In our Fredericksburg office at 5610 South Point Center Boulevard, Suite 107, or in our Richmond office at 8100 Three Chopped Road, Suite 220. The support group starts at 6:30, and they are every third Thursday. So you don't have to call ahead of time, but we would certainly appreciate a call. But feel free to come by on the third Thursday. We'll be there. We'll have a light meal, and then we actually use a curriculum called Lifetime Healing, and it's a new curriculum that we've purchased this year that really helps explore the kind of emotions and struggles that birth moms can sometimes have.
Yeah. So now when you think about what it is that you do at Bethany, is there, and of course, you know, with confidentiality, things like that, you know, and might be best not to name any names, but is there anybody that comes to your mind of when you think about everybody that you guys have helped or ministered to, that you think about that person whenever you think, hey, I work at Bethany Christian Services?
Well, we have an amazing experienced staff here in Virginia. Kristen Schley is undoubtedly one of the best pregnancy counselors nationwide that you could run into as someone with who's facing an unplanned pregnancy. Her compassion, experience, and commitment to women is unsurpassed. We're very thankful that we have all of our staff members who have experience and commitment working with folks in Virginia. So that's one of the strengths of Virginia is the training and the experience that our staff have.
Okay. So what are some things that you guys do to help couples or even just, you know, women who come into your center and just say, I need help? What are some things that you guys do to help them feel comfortable that they're going to be very vulnerable with you guys in the moment?
Well, one thing we do is make sure they have a warm reception. Bethany wants to be experienced as a compassionate group of people who listen and really pay attention to what you're experiencing. There's no judgment. You are enough. You know, God has a plan for your life, and we want to walk alongside you as you make those plans. There's sometimes where you're struggling to make a decision. Your heart wants to do one thing, but your head is telling you to do another. And we actually help you really write down those kinds of things that you're struggling with and let you know that God is going to be with you in your choices. God's going to be with you before, during, and after those choices. And so are we. They're very brave. I think one of the things that has impacted me since working with Bethany is seeing the anguish of a mother who's experiencing an unplanned pregnancy and her desire to care for that child. She is a real mama bear when it comes to what to do with this decision. She wants the best, but may know that she may not have all that she needs in order to give the child the best, but she is adamant about who is going to care for their child. And we can actually provide profiles of waiting families who are waiting to grow their families through adoption. Mm. And those expectant parents can actually choose the family that they place their child with. And they can also choose to have an open or a semi-open or a closed adoption. Because what I think both of our waiting families and our expectant moms want is what's best for that child. And that's what these families are all considering. What's best for the child? They need to know who their birth parents were as well as their adoptive families. Mm-hmm. And realize that everyone wants what's best for this child.
Yeah. And I've had a few agencies on the show before. I don't know if you'd call them agencies, but it was like a Virginia One Church, One Child. And
oh, yeah.
I can't remember the name of the other one.
Sandy, and then there's One Church, One Child. And then
yeah. But they talk a lot about how, adoption really can be for anybody. Mm-hmm. And so what are some things that you can, or materials that you can provide to families who are thinking, you know what, maybe we do want to adopt?
We have a host of resources available, both on our website and definitely through talking with our adoption specialists. We have 4 adoption specialists in Virginia, in Northern Virginia, Fredericksburg area, Richmond, and Virginia Beach, who can guide you through the process. We have information meetings every month in those locations. You can go on our website at bethany.fredericksburg or Richmond or Virginia Beach and find out where those information meetings are. And you can come with no obligation and really learn about what it entails to consider adoption, growing your family through adoption.
Yeah. So with everything that you guys do in the community, what are some ways that our listeners can get involved and help you guys out, whether it's through volunteering, donations, if there's any specific needs that you have for any counselors, things like that?
Mm. I guess first, please put us on the top of your prayer list as Bethany begins to grow as an agency. Last year, Bethany provided services nationwide to almost 50,000 children. And this year, we plan to double and triple that in the coming year. Being one of the largest faith-based organizations, we really depend on the prayers and the contributions of our donors and supporters. So please consider providing a counseling session for one mother who is expecting and who has an unplanned pregnancy. $50 can go towards providing those services. All of our services to birth mothers and expectant mothers are free of charge. So we really depend on our community support, people who want to make sure that these women get the best and most professional services that they can. So if you want to donate $50 to a counseling session or help us cover our social media costs, because that's where most women are finding us, you can donate $250, and that will go towards our presence in the social media. You can also support the Life Walk that we're having, and other ways are gift cards that we share with our birth mothers. We can have gift cards. Another way would be to volunteer, serve on one of our committees, or serve on our board. We have a very strong board population, but it changes. It rotates every 3 years. So if you're interested in serving on a committee or a board, please contact me. I'm Jana McDermott. Please give me a call at 804-360-0466. Again, that's 804-360-0466.
All right. So before we go, I'd like to ask you one question, which is, and it's a surprise question.
It's your go-to surprise question.
So when you think about everything that you do at Bethany Services, why does this mission mean so much to you?
Wow. I have so many thoughts around that.
You can say
that
them all if you would
great
like.
Great question. Everyone deserves to be loved. Everyone deserves to experience the love of another person, the love of God. And that happens both in the times of joy and celebration, as well as during the time of suffering and sorrow. Bethany is a group of gritty Christians, and we're not just there for the good times and the celebrations, but we want to be there for the hard times, the time where people are struggling and suffering and don't know where to turn. I believe we can do better. I believe we can help more children by collaborating, by connecting, by opening our arms to other agencies, whether it's government agencies, businesses, or community agencies. One thing in my tenure here is what I plan to do is to connect more agencies, for Bethany to be connected to more agencies so that we can leverage our resources and help more people. I feel like that's what God has called us to do. If we're anything, we're a Matthew 25 kind of agencies, where when you do something for the least of these, you've done those for the Lord. And that's what we want to spend our days doing. Doing for the least of these, doing for those in need, and showing the love of Christ everywhere we go.
Wow. Well, Jana, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a real blessing, and I just want to say thank you to PER. I listen to you every morning and on my way to work, and I'm always impressed by the authenticity and the compassion and also the sense of humor of your radio personalities. I always go away with a nugget of truth or encouragement every day. So thank you so much, WPER, for your ministry.
Well, as she said, you can go to bethany.org, find out all about how you can get involved, whether it's through volunteering, joining their board, things of that nature. If you're facing an unplanned pregnancy and you know you're looking for some place to go for support, they have their location in Fredericksburg and Richmond. You can go check them out. If you're looking for information on adoption, you can call them as well, or even foster care. You know, I've talked with a lot of different adoption agencies and foster systems in the area, and it really does seem like anyone is able to adopt or foster. It's more about giving the children a home. So if that's something that you're thinking about, it doesn't hurt to ask. So give them a call, find out more about what you can do. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning into Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, at positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go on to yourper.com. And if you see the four tabs at the top, it's On Air, Connect, About, and Resources. Hit Resources and select Community Matters. It'll be the most recent one to appear. And you can, I'll even include the link to Bethany Christian Services there as well. So you can go there to find out more. You can re-listen to the show, share it with a friend, catch up on parts you missed. Find out all that you possibly would want to know. So it'll be all right there for you at yourper.com. I want to thank everyone again for tuning in, and I hope everyone stays warm this weekend, and have a good and safe rest of your weekend.